Welcome to FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know about the weekend from Texas Motor Speedway. Number one, 88 race winless streak snapped. It took over 2 years to break the winless streak, but Austin Dillon finally did it and surprised the Cup field and, well, NASCAR fans in general, and won at Texas Motor Speedway on Sunday afternoon. Now, Dillon has won three career races in his NASCAR Cup career. The Daytona 500, which is a super speedway race, the Coca-Cola 600 in a fuel mileage race, and so after the win in the media presser, our very own Dustin Albino asked Austin if this win, well, does it mean anything more just because he had to earn it?
Hell yeah, it does. We took it from him. That feels good, you know? I mean, I've said it to my grandfather. I said, man, yeah, the two races we won were fuel mileage, and one was the Daytona 500. It played out. Either way, we had to make it happen. And so they're both big wins in my career. But this one, once again, we had to make it happen multiple times and on older tires. So that was pretty cool, and it feels great.
Tyler Reddick's teammate finished second, meaning a 1-2 finish for RCR for the first time in a cup race since 2011. Joey Logano finishes in third, Kyle Busch fourth, and Kevin Harvick rounds out the top five. Number two, Busch fails post-race Xfinity inspection, Austin Cindric wins. Kyle Busch was heading to get ready for the truck series and was expecting to try and go for 2 for 2, but a little while after, NASCAR announced that the 54 car failed post-race inspection. Here's what NASCAR's Wayne Austin said about why the 54 got DQ'd.
The height sticks are displayed back on the car again, and on the 54 car, the left rear was still in red. So at that point in time, we advised the team that they would be DQ'd from Texas. The 22 car is now declared a winner. Inspection is complete, and that car has already been verified with all the heights and the post-race inspection there now.
Austin Cindric ends up winning the race, which means Chase Briscoe ended up second, Justin Allgaier third, Harrison Burton fourth, and Michael Annett for Junior Motorsports gets a top five. Next up for the Xfinity boys, taking a trip to Kansas next week. NBCSN has a call at Kansas. Number three, Busch gets redemption in the truck series. After getting disqualified in the Xfinity race earlier in the day, Kyle Busch, well, he was a man on the mission. Busch led five times for 72 laps, but it didn't come easy. He had to battle his 18-year-old teammate and, well, his driver on his team in Christian Eckes. Here's what Busch had to say after the race, how he feels Eckes has been doing so far in 2020.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm real proud of the effort. I said that on TV after the race as well, too. Just it's really cool to see those guys run well, do well. You know, Christian is a very quiet kid, but is a smart one and does a good job behind the wheel. So, being able to see him run well at Pocono, and then they had a flat right rear, nothing that he really did that caused that, and then spun out. But, you know, here tonight, ran strong, ran hard, was leading coming into the final stop, and obviously with me and my track record of getting on and off pit road, we were able to get the lead from him. And so, but he did a great job on that final restart as well, too, and held on right there with us. So last week he was making some passes and making some moves at Kentucky before the rain came. So I was hoping that race would go and finish to the end, but it just didn't happen. So real proud that they're getting their chemistry going and they're getting a little bit better, him and Rudy. And I think that'll only get stronger. And then Rafi, you know, it's been a little bit slower for him to get going, but he's younger and he's got less experience in some of these tracks. He doesn't have as many ARCA starts as Eckes does. So I was proud to see him up in the top six there. I'm not sure where he ended up, but you know, looking forward to him and Hillman's continuing to get stronger, and that's what it's all about. They just got to build and get better. If there's progress and you're continuing to see some progress going upwards and your finish is going more towards the top, that's where you need to be.
Following Busch and Eckes was Matt Crafton in third, Stuart Friesen in fourth, and Brett Moffitt rounding out the top five. Next up for the truck series, well, the Xfinity boys did it at Homestead. Cup Series did it at Pocono. Now it's the truck's turn. A doubleheader for the Gander Outdoor and RV Truck Series, this time at Kansas Motor Speedway. The first race, well, that will be on Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Kansas time. And then the second race will be 1:30 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. A very quick turnaround for a double dose of truck action in Kansas. That is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Owen for all the latest on every single type of big motorsports action. Sebring for the IMSA Car Series. Formula One was in action. IndyCar had a doubleheader at Iowa this past weekend. And then all three races at Texas Motor Speedway. We have every single one of those covered for you. Frontstretch.com has it. Check it out, frontstretch.com. Also, follow us on Twitter, at Frontstretch. You can even follow me on Twitter if you want, at the Brian Nolan. From all of us here at Frontstretch, stay safe, stay healthy, wear a mask, and please social distance.